It soon became obvious, even within the steadying, that the pattern was growing frail. The sky darkened. Our dead appeared, standing in rings outside the borders of the steading, looking in. Most troublingly, trees fell ill, and no song would heal them. It was in this time of sorrows that I stepped up to the great stump. At first I was forbidden, but my mother, Kavril, demanded I have my chance. I do not know what sparked her change of heart, as she herself had argued quite decisively for the opposing side. My hands shook. I would be the last speaker, and most seemed to have already made up their minds to open the Book of Translation. They considered me an afterthought, and I knew that unless I spoke true, humanity would be left alone to face the shadow. In that moment, my nervousness fled. I felt only a stillness, a calm sense of purpose. I opened my mouth, and I began to speak.
From the Dragon Reborn, by Loyal, son of Arendt, son of Halon, of Steading Shangtai.